From the WABE Newsroom at 8:31, it's something we've all heard. If you want to find a job, it helps to know someone. As Stephanie Stokes reports, a Georgia researcher is now trying to figure out what that means for the job market.
When Brenna Lakeson's friend was leaving a job at a center serving the homeless, she let Lakeson know. The two had gone to grad school together, and her friend knew Lakeson was qualified for the work.
And so she passed along the job description and gave a good word for me, as far as I know.
Lakeson ended up getting the spot, and she says it's worked out well.
I really, really enjoy it, and I'm consistently grateful to her that she was able to connect me with the opportunity.
Now, this might not sound like a totally unusual way to get a job. That's because it isn't. University of Georgia professor Ian Schmuddy says economists now think about half of all workers find their positions this way.
The fact that referrals account for 50% of newly found jobs is the reason why it's sort of a duh proposition.
Even though job referrals may seem like a fact of life, Schmuddy is studying their effect on the labor market. He says researchers know they do have an upside.
The need to use referral networks is helping make the labor market function more efficiently.
They help employers find workers with, say, social skills that don't show up on resumes. But Schmuddy says referrals do also exclude workers who don't have access to the right networks.
It can limit diversity, and it can restrict access to good jobs to people whose main skill is that they're just well connected.
So he says the goal is to figure out which force is more powerful, the positive or the negative. The question may only be becoming more relevant. He says the number of workers relying on contacts to find jobs has been increasing over the past 30 years. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.